see, for translation, you could pay attention to the form of the word araz, which is the philosophic term for form, will be repeated so many times here that any little bit educated Iranian looking at this will understand that, here is the philosophy. Because nowhere else we talk about Johar and Araz. These words are special term for that discourse. He brings it in and he will stand by it. Okay, who is the guilty party tonight? You are? Really? Good. Let's see what you do.
Look disinterestedly on all the parts of the world. They are not the result of anything except form.
Here he uses the accident, right? Except accident at the end of it. That accident is not accident, it's form. But here there is something that could not be translated. It's the rhyme. It's rhyme between two words, garaz, araz. Garaz is intention, premeditation, pre-planning. And araz is the form, okay? He plays with these two. And we say, look around you. If you look at the universe without pre-intention, you don't want to prove anything or what, look at it, honestly, you will find out that everything comes out of the form. Because the form is a visible part of this universe. Form is the tangible part of this universe. And in this form, he goes to a very lovely detail now. Yes.
The beginning, which is thought, comes to an end in action. Know that in such wise was the construction of the world in eternity.
Translation. Because I know it's difficult.
Thought follows intention and action follows thought.
In a way, yes, but in a way, no. Because in a way, he will say, he's playing with the word of beginning at the end. What is first, what is last? And he's going to explain it to you. Logically, what is first, what is last? First is now, and last is now, later, right? He says, that's not the way it works. The way I look at it, the first is the last. See, he starts this confusion. The first is the last. Is it? You say, in a way, yes, if you pay attention to intention. What is intention? Intention is something that starts the activity and is the fruit of the activity. So at the end, intention is there. So this intention, which is last, is first. Or that intention which is first is last. A little bit confused, say, look at the idea of apple. What is the beginning of an apple? Of course, you start at the beginning is that someone will take a seed, put it in the earth, and cover it up, water it, take care of it, comes up, and trim it, then it will flower and the apple is there. He said, excuse me. Do you remember we started with this apple? The process started because somebody thought about the apple. So apple is first. But it appears last. Something is first, but it appears last. So when we're talking about observing the reality, we're talking about this last. But thought is the first. Imagination is first. It all starts with thought. It will be visible at the end. What will be visible at the end, the first intention. So it's like a loop. Beginning is the end is the beginning. Because at the end of the process, you have created something that you wanted at the beginning. And in your mind, it started from this. You think about the product, then you start producing. So there is this different, let's see how Rumi will say it, yes?
The fruits are first in the mind's thought. At the last, do they become manifest, actually? When you have done work, planted the tree, at the end, you read the first word. Although its boughs, leaves, and roots are first, all those are sent for the sake of the fruit. Hence, that hidden thought, which was the brain of those heavens, was in the end the Lord of Lalak. This discussion and talk are the...
Any translation here, or you should be genius to understand what you said? What was Lalak? This is a silly stuff that I'm making a story, no reporting, okay? This is the silly stuff that God told Muhammad. He said, you, if it was not for you, I would have never created anything. Are you listening? This was an expression of love in a way, right? But you could take it literally, and if you're a Muslim, then you have the best thing in that, that God created everything just for Muhammad. Rumi, look at it, a little bit different. It's not to Muhammad, it's to human being. Yes, the good one. Yes, the perfect one. What does that mean? This is the meaning. Listen. Do you remember I told you that you want an apple? You think about apple. Then you dig a hole. You water, you blah, blah, blah. Then the apple is here, right? So you did it all for the apple. Apple is the last. You did everything for the last stuff. So right at the beginning, you thought about apple. You don't think that the God wanted to make a carrot and he ended up to make an apple. Right at the beginning, he knew it. So we were there at the beginning. We were with him at the beginning. And at the end, we manifest his will. That's what he says. He says, it was for you that I created everything. I created all this process for this consciousness to grow up. For the human spirit to expand and cover the universe. This is Shams. This is Muhammad. This is Jesus. This is Adam. This is what he wanted. He was looking at the universe and he had the idea of a beautiful one in his mind. The first one was beautiful, not enough. So he made a process of beautification. The beauty in you is what you wanted, right at the beginning. Therefore, when I look at the beginning, there is no human being. There are these explosions. But I know, the beauty is coming. Because the process is for the beauty. Beauty of being united. He separated everything to make the reunification possible. He called everyone back to become one. So we are there at the beginning, we are there at the end, we are there everywhere, because that's the intention of creation. If an alien will ask you, Will, tonight is your time. An alien is calling you and has some simple questions. One of the simple questions that is, over there you are talking about creation and creativity. This creativity belongs to the creator or someone else as well. Who is creator?
We are creator.
Exactly. Where? Show me one example, one little. Just one? Because in this universe, as far as this guy, up to His Majesty Albert Einstein, they know is that everything was created once and there's no more to that. Do you remember? The energy is fixed and everything is fixed and they're just changing the form. What is the thing that we create? How about kindness? Loving atmosphere is created by humans and humans only. Before the humanity there was none, and without the humanity there will be none. State of love. We start to create the kindness. Why? Because kindness is what He intended to. Do you remember God at the beginning is kind enough to let it happen. Is generous enough to give everything out. To do everything. For what? For this creation to go on. So He was creating. He had creativity in mind, and we are creative in a way. We don't create ourselves. Of course not. The animal is made by God, right? The soul comes from Him. It's in me. And I will apply it. I will make my soul to ride the horse. Or I could let my soul to follow the horse. And Rumi said, following the horse is a very awful place to be. Remember? He said, don't do that. Creativity. We create that special exception which does not exist without us. Without human beings on the earth, is there any kindness? Is there? No. Is there any sacrificing your life for something else? No. That's where we come in. And because we believe in process of creation, the only difference between me and Albert Einstein, quote-unquote Albert Einstein, is that there is only one difference. He thinks that everything is happening, just happening, and I believe that everything is planned. He says it is happening because it's too complicated and we cannot explain it. There is no accident. Everything is going on by rules, right? Subatomic rules have never changed, did they?